Today's Leading Women, episode 661, with the wonderful Isvin Anand.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Isvin Anand. Isvin Anand is the founder and CEO of Open Sponsorship, a two-sided marketplace connecting brands to the world's largest network of sponsorship opportunities in professional sports. Isvin is a graduate of Oxford University, is of Indian-British origin, and now lives in New York City. She was included in the Forbes 30 Under 30 sports list in 2015. She is a firm believer in the importance of sports to be used as a tool to boost confidence and develop various skill sets in every child. To learn more, visit www.opensponsorship.com. Again, that link is www.opensponsorship.com. Women of the world, Ms. Isvin Anand, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Marie. How are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you. I'm delighted to have been on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Isvin, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with Open Sponsorship. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and idea behind that niche?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of, as you kind of mentioned in your introduction, we're a marketplace for sports sponsorship. So we connect brands, corporate companies on one side who are looking at ways of associating with sports for their marketing purposes. We connect them to athletes, teams, leagues, events, anyone basically who's offering sponsorship within professional sports.
I love what I'm hearing about your business, and I love the concept that you have there of connecting brands to especially in the sports industry. I really love that you have this niche out there. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
It's amazing the amount of athletes and our users who come back and tell us, like, thank you so much for providing this platform. We've been looking for something like this for years. Really good, like, guys who are going to be playing in the Olympics, or maybe it's female athletes who don't get that exposure, even the NFL guys who, not the massive Peyton Mannings of the world, but the kind of the run below that. And just hearing their feedback and how valuable we are makes us really happy to be working on this.
That is absolutely true. I mean, nothing is as inspiring as being able to help others. And for you, for example, you are helping these athletes, connecting them to other brands, connecting them to other sponsors that could help them in their career as an athlete. Great inspiration there. But let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners, what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
I think first is just you have to be passionate about your industry. You basically end up living and breathing it. So it's really important to be working on something you're passionate about, and thankfully we are. Secondly, it's a lot of hard work. You know, you have the idea, that's great, but that's just the start. Then you need to build a team and go out and make money and figure out what's the best way to present it and do all your meetings. So I think hard work is a definite trait. And then the third thing is perseverance. Whoever started any company will know that there's a lot of setbacks and you're running into issues, whether it's not finding the right hires or meetings taking too long to close. So I just think perseverance is a big key as well.
So that's passion, hard work, and perseverance. Great personal qualities here that is being just shared with us. And the good thing is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives. So having that passion for what you do, hard work, great work ethics, perseverance, great traits here that we can all cultivate and use them into our lives and into our business. All right, let's talk about some of the challenges that you face as entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
I think the biggest challenge is just the amount that you have to know. Obviously, you've come from a certain industry background, or you come up with an idea, but that doesn't mean that you know how to, whether you know how to code, or whether you know how to build a financial model, whatever it may be, or kind of graphic design. So there's just so much to learn. It's a really steep learning curve, and I suppose the way to come over that is really. The internet is amazing. I mean, blogs like this, or just resources out there that using software programs that offer you free trials and tutorials. You need to be able to pick up a lot of things along the way if you're going to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can totally resonate with that. And I'm sure a lot of us, you know, especially if you that don't have any background. And even then, well, I mean, there's the whole side of the business side of the business that we need to take care of. There's a huge and steep learning curve. And the good thing, like what is being just shared with us, the internet has provided us resources that we can tap into, you know, to learn anything, everything that we need to about the business. And of course, about the customers or the clients that we serve. So let's learn from these challenges that is being just shared with us so that when it do happen to us, we now know what to do. All right, let's talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with. And especially with entrepreneurs, the challenge really is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
I mean, it's a great question, and I've been married for about 3 years, so it's very important to be able to separate work and have that time with my husband. Things that we do, I will make sure that I keep my phone away from me when we're at social events. So if we're out for dinner with him or friends or family, whatever it may be, I'm not glued to my phone. I think that's really important, that whatever you're doing, you should be focused. And they say that about work, but it should be also personal, you know, in your personal life as well. If you're having dinner or you're watching a show, whatever you're doing, be focused on what you're doing, and don't be kind of cut between checking an email and doing this. I mean, nothing's that urgent. And actually, once you're fresh, you'll come back to it and you'll be more invigorated to work harder. I think exercise is very important. It's a way to kind of keep fit, but also take your mind off work. And obviously, hopefully while you're exercising, you're forced not to be reading emails or something else.
Love those tips that you shared with us. Really important. So for our listeners out there, separate work and family. That's so important. Taking your phone away when you're on social events, really being present and being focused, so important. And taking time to exercise, really important as well, not just to maintain our fitness, but to maintain our sanity. I mean, building a business in and out of itself is very stressful, and exercise will help you to tone down that stress that you, because you feel good afterwards. hours. So really important to incorporate this. And I love that tip about taking your phone away, especially on social events, because yeah, I am guilty of this myself. I mean, if I have my phone in front of me or even on the side of me, I'm so tempted in checking every now and then. So it's really important to put that away. That's something that we can incorporate. Take your phone away when you are at a dinner table. Take that phone away when you are talking with the family or with your friends, or even on social events like that. Oh, that is so, it's a very simple thing, but it's so important. So that way you can be focused and be present with those people that you are with at that moment. So great tip there. I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that, success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
I'm fairly short-term focused. I think for me, success is, otherwise, I mean, you just burn out. But for me, it's about like day to day, week to week. So, you know, this today, completing this interview and it going well, that is a success. Maybe if I look at my week, signing up a couple more clients, that's a success. I mean, then maybe for the month, it's about adding on a major client or winning some new business. So I think I'm not one of those people who's like, success is if in a year I'm doing this. It's very much like just having a nice dinner or working out and running 5K. I mean, these little things are success, each to your own successes rather than that one big picture.
Love your perspective on success. Yes, I agree with you. I mean, if we are so focused on the big thing, the big picture, the big goal, we forget or to enjoy the little ones, the little milestones, the little successes, the little celebrations. So I believe that, yeah, absolutely. I mean, success is about enjoying the journey, enjoying those little successes, enjoying those milestones that we achieve on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, and not lose sight of those because we are so focused on the big thing. Love that. All right, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Sorry. So I think one would be make sure you're ready. It sounds very sexy being an entrepreneur and starting up your own company and being your own boss, but there's a lot of sacrifices that come with it. So, I mean, we've talked about the work-life balance. That's really hard. You give up having a salary for at least a while. You're out of your comfort zone. There's so much learning to be done. There can be a real sense of insecurity, which you don't necessarily face every day in your job. I mean, maybe once every 6 months you have like a bad day at work, or if maybe a bit more than that, but at least you'll get out of it and you carry on. Whereas with this, it's kind of all consuming. So just make sure you're ready for that step. If you are, then I think it's really nice to have a partner. I didn't. And I think if I start again, I would pick someone up from the beginning. But having said that, I think sometimes there can be a lot of talk. So I have an idea, let me ask all my family, let me ask my friends, let me ask, you know, any random on the street what they think of it. If you think you've got something, just do it. Ideally find one other person to do it with you, but just start doing it. Don't be one of those people who kind of just talks and talks and talks and never actually gets it done. So that's my second one. And then I think my third one, I don't know, entrepreneurs right now, just be really confident. I mean, it's like, you're not, especially women, we're not inherently massive pushers for our cause, and we kind of back off and shy away from things. But you need to, even if you're inside thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Outside, you have to portray confidence, and it's all about the story you tell and how you tell it. So just practice that. And even if you don't believe exactly what you're saying right now, and it might be something that you're thinking that in 12 months you'll be going to be doing, say it like you're doing it today. So just be super confident.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to make sure you are ready. And I agree with you. I mean, being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. There are some sacrifices to be made in terms of your time, your energy, everything, your passion. So make sure you are ready for it, because, and be willing to take those risks, because it's really important as an entrepreneur. Second one is to get started. So important. I know a lot of our listeners probably are just listening and thinking and planning. You know, you really have to get started, because there's not going to be a right time to get started. You have to get started today. Put your idea out there, get feedback and iterate from that. It's really important to get into action and get started. The third one, which is really important, is to portray confidence in what it is that you do. Be confident. I know, and no one's going to believe as much as you do. So believe in what it is. If you believe in what it is that you're doing, be confident in putting it out there, because it's really important. Your message, somebody out there is waiting for your message, waiting for the value that you're providing. So let's take action on these tips that is being just shared with us, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least is being, share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Obviously, I'm in the sports field, so I have to pick a sports star. And I'd probably say Serena Williams. I just think the way she composes herself, the respect, the fact that she like plays her sister, and how amazing that is, and how difficult it must be, a continuous run of success, hard work, and then the brand that she's built for herself. So all of those things probably make her my top one.
It's so true. I mean, Serena Williams is such an inspiration. I mean, talk about hard work and discipline that she has for winning all of these tournaments that she is in. You really see the hard work that she does, and for being an inspiration not only to you, but to all of us here at Today's Hidden Women, we salute her. Lastly, Ashvin, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
So essentially, we work with brands who are big and small to help them connect to athletes, events, and teams. So I think there's a statistic that came out last year that the top 25 watch TV shows, 24 are sports games. So anyone in marketing who is thinking about how do I go about it, we're relevant, because we'll have, if it's a female product, then we'll have a female Olympic athlete for you. Or if it's a home product, then we'll have someone who loves an NFL player who loves kind of interior design or furniture. So basically, at any point, if ever you're thinking about how do I get my brand out there, how do I connect to a sports influencer, then you know that's what we do. opensponsorship.com.
All right, so that's www.opensponsorship.com. So for you, our listeners, if any of you are working or in a brand or in an organization that fits the criteria that Isveen and her company provides, brands connecting them to athletes and vice versa, highly encourage you to connect with Isveen by going to www.opensponsorship.com. Again, that's www.opensponsorship.com. Isveen, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much, Marianne. Same to you.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com. Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.